T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He steps up. He starts to roll. He fires, and it is caught for a touchdown by Dallas Goedert. We had a wait. He went low. He caught it. A 9-yard touchdown to Dallas Goedert.
That's Merrill from yesterday. Marks and Reese, we are back. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The Players Lounge back at Chickies and Pete's every Monday night this season, hosted by Ike Reese and Elliot Shore Parks. Special guest this season, Miles Sanders, who joins the guys tonight, and Darius Slay. That comes up at 7 o'clock right here live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Big nights, big Mondays are back at Chickies and Pete's.
As we know, because you've been doing this a lot longer than I have from here, but since I started doing this in 2017, we know that when the team's good and they win games, this is a lot more fun
for everybody. And, I mean, listen, it helps when they are as good as they were in 2017, but I don't think they necessarily need to be that good this year in order for the city to get behind them. I think this is a city that's looking to get behind this Eagles team, and this is a likable Eagles football team. They certainly are young and energetic, and it seems like there's a newness and a freshness to being an Eagles fan right now. Like, we don't want to admit it, but there's a little cloud hanging over us the last 2 years.
No, it
a little cloud hanging over us.
No, we can admit it. It was, I mean, they just fired the head coach and won the Super Bowl and the quarterback's out of
here.
So, yeah, there's definitely positive. Like you said this earlier, there's a new positive energy among the fans and the players. So,
And that's good. I think that's going to bring back those good vibes of being out. I mean, obviously, if things stay at a rate as far as safety protocols and all of that stays in place, I would expect it to be a good year to being a fan. It was great seeing all the fans in the stands around the NFL yesterday with week one, watching college football over the weekend for the second weekend in a row, packed stadiums, big games. It's been a while, man, since we've had any real semblance of normalcy, and it seems like at least for now, it's headed in that direction. We just need to make sure things stay trending in the right direction.
Agreed. Good, very good first week. I've had some people ask me, did Ike do the victory today? Of course I did the victory today.
Do we need to do it again?
That's on social media.
Yes.
That's on our Instagram, Instagram, WIP.
Listen, my brain can only handle that once.
Yeah, you're out of breath. It's almost like it's been, you know, almost 2 years since you've
almost
had a really good one.
Almost 2 years since we had a win.
So an exciting win. Ike tries to hold it as long as he can to where if he doesn't stop, he is going to pass out.
Yes, that is the goal, yes.
So I can't stick around past 7 o'clock, so let's not do it again, all right? Maybe you can do some breathing exercises from home. All right, let's get and Herb's also here again, so come down here, man, at your own risk.
It's a staple.
Poor Ron from Camden. I met Ron today. He's down there having to talk to Herb. So.
He's trapped talking to Herb today.
He is. He's enjoying it, though. All right, so his name's Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
It's Kyle Pitts' cousin. He's from North Philly. Sugar Ray, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. How are you brothers doing today?
Good, good.
What's up, Sugar Ray?
So were you down at the game?
I was at the game. At the 11th hour, I got 2 tickets for me and my brother.
Okay.
Cool.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm the greatest. One of the greatest, you can ask anybody in the city, one of the greatest Eagles fans out there. But I wasn't impressed yesterday. The coach made too many decision callings that we left points out there on that field. You kick a field goal, you don't try to go for something because you're thinking that a team may do something stupid. Because if you look at the game until halftime, the game was still close. It was too close. Now, yeah, I sat with all the Atlanta fans and parents and all of this and all of that, and it was too close. Plus, the other thing that they didn't probably let people know on TV, there was a lot of booing going on by the decision coaching.
Well, I mean, a lot of what?
Yeah.
They were booing. I'm assuming that you were talking about the fourth downs that they went for. I mean, listen, I'm not telling you I agreed with it or agreed with the play that they did, but I mean, like, I'm not gonna nitpick yesterday. I mean, like, they had a very impressive win. They blew out a bad team, but that's what a good football team's supposed to do is go down there and beat them up.
Yeah, and the Eagles were on the road with a young team. Atlanta has a former MVP at quarterback. Arthur Smith has a little more experience at being a play caller as he was an offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. So Atlanta, as they were favored in this game, as they probably should have been favored in this game, that was a game that should have been going into the game, a game that Atlanta performed better in. So the fact that the Eagles came out and played the way that they did yesterday and made Atlanta look the way that they did, that's a credit to the Eagles. Like, that's a credit to the Eagles. Like, Atlanta, they had their players out there. They had Cal Pitts and Calvin Ridley and Mike Davis and Matt Ryan. They had all their guys.
Yep.
And they were at home.
Yep. They weren't coming out thinking they were going to get blown out. They were coming in thinking, like, we should beat the Eagles.
Yeah, and the first two drives, they moved down the field. They were the ones who couldn't punch it in and get a touchdown.
Yep.
The Eagles punched in their red zone opportunities.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to Jalen Hurts' post-game outfit, Ike?
Outfit, yeah.
Just if you want a refresher.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, yes. My reaction is I'm old. And what the young folks deem to be.
We can't understand.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What they deem to be cool or hip or in fashion.
I could see your son wearing something
like that. Yeah, probably, yeah. So who am I to argue with it? I just, these guys continually remind me that I am not young anymore.
We are not. Yeah, but Jack, you couldn't rock it. If people don't know what he
was wearing.
It's like they're short sleeve pajamas.
I saw somebody call it a romper. I was like, what the hell?
So is that one piece?
That's I saw a young lady on Twitter refer to it as a romper, but I couldn't tell if it's a one piece or not.
I got some rompers at home, so I know what they look like.
Here's the thing. When Wentz let Malcolm take over his wardrobe for a couple weeks, everything went downhill.
Now he's out. No, you're right.
I mean, Wentz had hats and red velvet suit jackets and all type of stuff going on that didn't necessarily fit him.
No.
At least Jalen looks like this is natural to him.
He's got better natural style. He looks,
yes.
Like, as long as he keeps the Cam Newton hats off, because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't need to see feathers in your hat and all of that nonsense. I don't need to see that. That outfit right there, like, what's gone are the days of wearing a suit to the podium. That's gone.
Yeah, not many guys are doing that.
These dudes don't want to be in no damn suit.
Is that LeBron's fault, too?
Yeah, they're not walking to the podium in a three-piece or two-piece
suit.
Donovan
used to wear the big suits.
Yeah. Yes.
He did. He I think of early 2000 big suits.
That's, I'm a suit guy, Howard. I'm with you. Man, these young guys don't want to put on no suit and tie, man. The very fact that they look at wearing a suit and tie as being you or me, like, oh,
right.
Like, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, they don't view that as cool.
BG a lot of times wears athletic apparel to the post games. He's a defensive lineman,
wear,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, like, that's what he, but like. You know.
Or they'll wear a jacket without the tie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something that makes. They're more worried about looking relaxed and comfortable as opposed to like they're going to church.
Can we get Jack one of those rompers to wear?
Like I might be starting to look good in those.
All right, so this is what we need. We need to get a romper and have Jack wear it during the show on a football Friday, right?
Listen, I just got rid of my dad jeans 2 years ago, bro. I finally gave in and went to the Slim Fits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you guys see Russell?
I didn't go skinny jeans, but I went to Slim Fits, though.
Did you guys see Russell Westbrook's outfit of the weekend.
Have on? I already know.
You'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, he dresses like he's going to the awards show.
No, he was wearing a dress.
Russell Wilson was?
Yeah, over the weekend.
Westbrook.
Oh, Westbrook?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't trust him. Yeah, don't trust his fashion. I don't care what they say. I'm never being encouraged to put on anything Russell Westbrook is wearing.
When I saw it, I was just like, oh, there it is.
Oh, God. They got him. Got him.
He's got a long skirt, leather boots, and
They got him.
He's showing cleavage as well.
Oh,
man cleavage.
The naughty got him, man. You know they got him, Jack.
All right, back to the phones. The Illuminati did get him. Back to the phones. Justin in Tennessee coming up in a second. Also the Marks and Reese text line. But yeah, we're going to pause 60 seconds for Ike Reese.
Hey, after a thrilling opening week to the NFL, week two is here. Well, just about. The fridge is stocked. The recliner is ready. And now all you need to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. I got to be honest with you. Call me a homer if you want to, but a free risk-free bet? Man, give me Philadelphia opening up at home +3.5 against San Francisco. San Francisco's banged up a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, and they have to come back out east for the second week in a row, although they were in the Midwest last week. But don't hold that to me. Yeah, take Philadelphia plus the points. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Use FanDuel Sportsbook on any week two game. Bet the money line or take the over. Throw some action on a prop bet or build a same-game parlay bet. So many ways to play. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Well, guess what? Sign up today with promo code Ike to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Again, that's promo code Ike.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's go to Justin. Text line in a second. Justin in Tennessee, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this Victory Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Doing pretty good, Justin.
Yeah, boy, we find her in Frog Hair Split three ways today.
Frog Hair Split three ways.
Imagine if Tennessee won over the weekend, how happy you'd be.
Oh, that ain't right.
He was at the game, I saw.
Went down there. Yeah, me and Owen went to that daggone game. We should have been up on Pitt 21-0 if we'd have had a half-decent quarterback, man. I've probably seen Joe Milton play before because he's played Michigan. And that
yep.
kid,
well, it
man,
looks like it looks like we got a quarterback here, Justin.
Oh, it definitely looks like we got a quarterback here. It definitely does. And one thing that I did notice, too, that I want to bring out, I noticed, like, when – they threw that little bubble screen to Rager, and Mailata went out, and he towered over a safety, and he was so much bigger. He didn't shrink and pass it off like Ben Simmons did when little old Trey Young was right there at him. He dunked it. So that's one tough Aussie that y'all do have in Philadelphia. He ain't no shrinking violet like Ben Simmons when you got a 5'6" cat coming up on him, and he passes it off. So at least, you know, you got one Aussie up there that don't care to dunk on somebody.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's not, you're right, Justin. It's about having confidence and not shrinking in the moment, right? I mean, if there's anything that will turn you into a villain here in this city, or certainly they'll be ready to run you out of here, is not stepping up to meet the moment. You got to step up to meet the moment when it's there.
Exactly. But, yeah, I was super impressed with Hurts. I was going in sketchy like everybody else, but – this kid, you know, I ain't going to crown him just yet, but he looked really good. He looked super poised, confident. He didn't look like he was shaking at any time. I mean, he looked really good. I'm excited. I am. And the thought of us maybe using those three first-round picks on something other than a quarterback, man, that's got me. That's what's got me fired up. Because we have found our guy. We've got him on a second-round contract for 2 more years.
Let's hope.
And then you can add on that. Oh, man, that's where it's going to be at. So, yeah, I think Jack was right in giving Howie a game ball for that. But anyway, on this fashion thing, I'm gonna mention this real quick and get off. Y'all talk about putting Jack in a romper. If we put Jack in a romper, we need to give Ike the bib overalls that Landon Dickerson had on. You know.
Jack should also wear that, too.
Yeah, and Landon Dickerson was out there at that pregame looking like Farmer Fran on the Water Boy, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I'm not rocking his outfit either. Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, y'all have had a great show today. I've had an awesome time listening. I'm going to get off and finish listening. Love you, boys.
All right, Justin.
Love you, buddy. Yeah, I, there is a better chance that I wear Landon Dickerson's overalls than I would that nonsense Russell Westbrook had on.
Yeah, I agree. But you would wear.
Hell, it's a better chance I'd wear what Justin Hurts had on. I mean, Jalen Hurts had on versus what Russell Westbrook had
on. That's one. I would say I Hurts won.
Yeah.
The overalls with no shirt, that would not look good on me. I wouldn't be able to pull it off.
With Landon Dickerson's size, too, it has to be those ones you have to wear.
Well, and you would see Nick Foles. You would see the tattoo.
Yeah.
Coming
Speaking
out
of Nick Foles, what if Washington
I thought about it
Nick
today.
Foles?
Thought about it today. You know what,
would
though?
Would Nick Foles take that? Would he accept that? He wants out of Chicago,
of course,
right?
He would accept it to play.
Yeah.
Absolutely he would. Wow. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of great memories. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Told you. Elliot broken down on the side of 95.
Well, listen. He said 35 touchdowns for Jalen Hurts, and we laughed at him. He's on pace for 51.
Ooh, boy.
So, I mean, maybe. He's not going to get three every week, but he also didn't get a rushing touchdown, and you have to count on him getting a couple of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent first week. And, you know, Elliot's very bullish on the Eagles and Hurts, and so far so good.
We'd like nothing more than to tell Elliot he's right.
But you know what, though?
And be happy that he's right.
I'd rather the Eagles be bad than Giglio and Elliot be right again.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's the thing. They want you to get caught up in that. That's what they want you to do. They want to try to turn you against the Eagles because they're now pro-Eagles. No, they don't realize they just joined the party.
Yeah.
You don't turn the party out and then try to flip it on everybody else.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, welcome to the party. Now they'll say, welcome to the Jalen Hurts party for us.
Yeah.
But that's
I'm tired
that's
of Joe Giglio.
Yeah, that's more about them with Jalen Hurts. We're Eagles fans.
Damn right.
Yeah, but it's not welcome to the party for that.
All right, what's next, Jack?
I told you all, 27 touchdowns for Delonte Smith, Herb in Northeast Philly.
There's Herb over there.
Yes.
Delonte got his first touchdown, Herb. He did. You said 27.
Yeah.
He's only 26 down.
Yeah. Yeah, he only got to watch a quarter yesterday. He was on hold, but then he came in here, and I'm like, Herb, you can't call from a table. There'll be a terrible echo. And Herb's the guy that talks to you while you're on the air.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He thinks that we can hear her.
Holding the conversation the whole time.
All right. Any more, Jack?
Donovan sounded great, but what did he call Dallas Goedert?
They can use Dallas Goedert.
Mike and Montco.
You just couldn't let that go, could you?
I think he just misspoke.
Yes. We knew who he was talking about.
Yeah. Anyone, Jack?
We at the 412-1 Club are eating a ton of crow today. But I got to tell you, crow never tasted so good. Tom from Abington.
Exactly right, Tom. That's the way to look at it and say, I'm glad that I'm eating crow.
Of course.
Yep. It was, like you said, we're all Eagles fans. It's just sometimes some people get caught up in their takes.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in their takes.
I refuse to allow them to get me caught up in it.
Thank you. Jack, any more?
Really love the idea of the Eagles using a fullback. About time someone made sense on this station. Richie from the main line.
Yes. It's got to be John Richie. Yeah, if I rolled out the fullback.
Yeah,
I was not expecting that today.
I did not think we'd be breaking down Sirianni needs to sign.
Yeah, he needs to sign a fullback.
Yeah.
Well, Richie might be one of the only ones that's available.
Yeah, but now he's I don't think he's big enough to be
a tailback.
Yeah, he's
now,
a slot receiver now.
Yeah, are there any fullbacks on the street ready to play, or did those guys say, nah, it's over?
You know what I'm wondering? Did Indy use a fullback?
I don't think so.
Well, then I wouldn't expect one then.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I know they use the H-back, but they don't use a fullback. They had Trey Burton out there for a while.
Yeah, took it out of my mouth. Any more, Jack?
It's great watching a quarterback with poison calmness for the first time since the end of the 2018 season. The Eagles are fun again. Joe and New Hope.
There you go.
They are fun again.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and now you're excited to see what's next.
Yeah, but now we just have to hope Gardner Minshew doesn't, Jalen doesn't get hurt and Gardner doesn't come in and win the damn Super Bowl. So we'll be back to square one again.
I would sign up for it right now. Sorry, Jalen.
Yeah, we'll be back to square one again.
Oh, my God.
You imagine that?
Yes, actually, I could. We just lived through it. No, that'll never happen again. Coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show.
Yes.
Yes. Howard Eskin is here. He's already in rare form.
Yeah, we've heard him a couple of times in the broadcast already.
Yes, I know. I know. He's another one that.
It's great.
Yes, he wants to walk by the table yelling.
Yep, as he's doing. So that's coming up next. And then the Players Lounge, Miles Sanders with Ike and Elliott Shore Parks tonight. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. And then we have Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
After that. What do you think of the game tonight, Ike?
Well, you know me. I like the underdogs. The Ravens on the road. Hell, they may have, I don't know, Darnell Autry playing running back right now. I don't know who's playing running back for the Ravens right now. Latavius Murray.
Down the 3.5, so it's moved
a point and a half
since Friday.
So it was, I think it was at 4.5, right? Or 5 for Baltimore.
Yeah, it's moved.
I like the
I think
the Ravens are the better team. I'm just wondering if they are going to force Lamar to throw the ball all night tonight. I don't like that.
Or Lamar's going to run more.
Right.
But you just wonder if they come out like they just got a punch in the gut because they lost so many players. Or they come out and say, nah, we don't care.
It's
we're going to win
against
the
world.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't bet against the Ravens, and it's hard for me to bet on the Raiders.
It's always the problem I have as well.
Yeah.
I like the Ravens.
You like
tonight.
The Ravens tonight.
Yeah, I like the Ravens.
I might lay off that game. NFL was not kind to me yesterday.
Yeah.
College was though Saturday.
Yeah, good day.
Good day Saturday. Good day Saturday.
Awesome.
Thanks to Justin's volunteers.
Today's broadcast is sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. We're back live, Chickies and Pete's, South Philly, every Monday 2 to 6. Stop over, ChickiesandPete's.com for details. Coming up. The Brandon Graham Show makes its 2021 debut. That's coming up right after this, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.